what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're designed to spark smiles from all who hear. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the media is designed to spark fires from all who hear. Wow. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because the show is designed to spark kingdom thinking for all who hear. Ah, also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Take that to the bank. We have no idea what's going to happen. You can probably take that to the bank, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So we're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. Here's a good one. Ready? We've been having very challenging questions this week. Here's another one. What do we spark in others when they hear us? What do we spark in others when they hear us? Interesting. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. What's amazing is that when you do that, when you make that phone call, and you actually dial 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite!
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D is like getting a free dessert on your birthday.
Sounds great.
I know. Especially if you're at a place that's a little swankier.
Oh, look at you.
That's the way to do it. All right. Lots to cover. Don't forget, not only can you call us, you can text us during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. You can do it that way. As well, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org, not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious at gmail.com. Just David at hemustincrease.org. We'll send you up to the website and remind you about a couple of things. Please don't forget that on the website is an opportunity. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you want somebody else to share it, you don't feel comfortable doing it, totally cool. You just go to the website, fill out the form. Nobody gets that information but me and a very select few. And so that information comes in and it gets prayed over. Or if you want it to be brought to the audience, we do that. If you want a praise report and you want it to be personal, or you got a praise report, you want it to be public, we'll take care of that. We'll cover it at any end to do our best to be a blessing to you. Additionally, on the website is a place to give, and as per the instructions of the Lord, as best as I can figure it out, we are accompanying our call for giving with scriptures now. So Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10 says this, "Give generously to the Lord, and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand." Ooh, that's a pretty good one. Did you hear that? Give generously to God and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Wow. If you have an opportunity to give, give to Home Base First. If you have money left over, or if the Lord directs you to, give to us. That'd be great. We'll give you a receipt. We won't give you a penny. We won't give you a pie. We won't give you a car. We won't give you anything except for a big thank you. Check it out on the website, HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Just remember that we don't need roads. That's right.
Not a one of them.
Here we go. Before we get into the teaching, we're going to be praying for some people. And there's a couple people that don't know they're getting prayed for, and some people that do know they're getting prayed for. So let me start off and let me just begin it this way. Went to the doctor today. That was my call. I have to go in every so often, right? Just because you got to go check up with your doc. So I did that. And as I mentioned last time, I'm going to mention again this time. It turns out that the nurse that was there after the doctor left, she sat and talked to me. Her name is Peggy. It's Nurse Peggy. And what I want you guys to do is take Nurse Peggy as a prayer person. Bring her before the Lord. She's gone through everything and then some. And then she just had her car totaled. And she's trying to keep her job just because they had the car totaled. And they're giving her very little money for it. And she's just said, Dave, she goes, I know, you know, we're believers. And I just need prayer. I just need people praying for me. So I said, you know what? I got the greatest audience in all of Texas who will pray for you. So I'm asking you guys to, number one, pray for Nurse Peggy. We're going to pray for her in a second. Number two, I want you to be praying for Joanne, who's going through her own struggle in her situation. Bless her heart. She didn't ask me to bring this up to anybody. But she's just seeking wisdom from the Holy Spirit on how to take each and every step. She just wants to do it in a way that's honorable before the Lord. And then the last person that I'm going to mention when we pray is Dynamite D, who's gotten problems with his car. A lot of car problems.
Not necessarily problems, but just have to get a replacement headlight. But okay. You know, sometimes that can frustrate you, even though it's a small thing.
I know. Little foxes spoil the vine. You got to watch that, right? So we just want to pray for him. Just pray protection. Okay, pray the Lord provides for him as well. Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord because the Lord is generous and we can petition him and so we will. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, we love you. You're awesome. We cannot count all the blessings that you've poured into our lives. And so, of course, we're praying for just the entire group, Lord, just all of them. Lord, we need your help. I just think of Moses talking to you in Numbers 12, 13. He said, please, Lord, please. That's kind of how we feel. And so first we lift up Nurse Peggy. She's going through quite a bit, Lord. Lift her up. She has gone through the trials. She has gone through the fires. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to put a song in her heart. Put her in favorable circumstances. Change what she's going through. And Lord, we lift up Joanne to you right now in her situation. She's trying to honor you. You love that. You love that she's trying to honor you. Bless her for that. Give her wisdom, insight. Help her to understand what to do, what to say, how to respond so she can do it in a pleasing manner before you. And I pray blessings for my radio bud right here. I just pray you protect him, keep him safe. It's just the little things that the enemy's going to throw at him, Lord. I know it. You know it. He knows it. Just protect him. Give him provisions for the things that he needs. Help him to just fully commit his mind and heart so deep into you that the enemy gets more and more afraid of his closeness to you, Lord. Bless our brother. He's a great brother doing an excellent job, and we just want you to pour it out upon him from heaven. We ask you for that, and we ask you for our audience. We love these people. We break when they're not doing good. We laugh when they're doing great. Bless them, all of them, and everything we do together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, now that we did that, woo, that is the way to start a Friday. That is the way to do it, right? So everybody be praying for one another. Okay, now let's get into this because this text is just going to be incredible. I love this stuff. Sorry. Hebrews chapter 12, and we are in verse 15. I did most of verse 15 last week, so I'm only going to do this a little bit, because this little bit's just a little bit, so that's all I'm saying about it. It's just a little. Picking up on Hebrews 12:15. It says this: make sure that no one falls short of the grace of God. Okay, that's where we stopped last time. And no root of bitterness springs up, causing trouble and defiling many. Many of you know that when you let bitterness, when you get hurt and you don't do something with the hurt, it morphs into a bitterness. That pain morphs its way. It grows in you. So this Hebrews 12:15 verse is telling you, this last part of the verse, don't let this root of bitterness be in you, because what happens is something will grow from it. You know how trees grow? You know how plants grow? You know how this stuff grows? Roots. And so when those roots get in there, it's a lot harder to pull that stuff out, right? That's not even why the main test. I'm just reminding you, as I remind myself, almost praying on a daily basis, take the bitterness out of me. That's why I don't even know all the bitterness that's in me. I don't know. Most people don't, I don't think. I just say, Lord, I don't even know. Just take it out of me. I don't want it. I just don't want it. I don't want it growing in me. I don't want it defiling me. I don't want it creating problems. I got enough that I'm dealing with. Please help me. Right? So that's the first part. But that's not the text I want to get into. What I really want to get into is this next part, verse 16. And make sure there isn't any immoral or irreverent person like Esau. Make sure there isn't any immoral or irreverent person like Esau. By the way, in the Greek, it says sexually immoral, just in case you're wondering. Who sold his birthright in exchange for a single meal. We'll deal with Esau in a second. Here's one thing I do want to say. We spend a decent amount of time calling out the LGBTQRST people, but when you have a text like this, it also means adulterers and fornicators and anything along those lines. It's not just perverted sex. It's sex outside the parameters that God has established. Let me say something to free some of you guys who are in relationships. If it's a husband and wife and they're enjoying something, more power to you. If they're married, the Bible says in Hebrews, the marriage bed is undefiled. If a husband and wife like it and they get into it, have a great time. Doesn't matter. As long as it's not outputting to one or the other and your book, okay, great, fantastic. We like to swing from chandeliers. Awesome. Who cares? God doesn't care. You think God cares about that? No, it's got to be missionary. Are you? It's the most ridiculous thing. It's so absurd. It's not even worth talking about. Here's the truth. The marriage bed is undefiled in marriage. But this sexually immoral text right here, this goes past perverted sex. It's sex outside the parameters of God. And people go, you don't say sex, you say lovemaking. Okay. What are you, like in the 1800s? Seriously? Okay. This is the 21st century. It's okay. God is not afraid of words. Okay. So let's relax. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. The truth of the matter is in the biblical parameters. And so what the scripture says is, hey, none of that. Okay. You can't even be that amongst, stop that. It's like, I can't stop. Yes, you can. Okay, you can do it with the Lord's help. Okay, and there's this old joke. This is a terrible joke. Nobody take offense, and if you do, then build a brick around it, and then you'll have a fence with a brick around it. But there's an old joke. I was a virgin when I got married. Then sex got worse. So here's the thing you gotta think about. Just relax. The Lord knows. He knows it's. He knows there's pleasure. He knows there's pleasure in engagement, but you've got to keep it in the parameters of the Lord, because if you don't, then it can take over in you.
Dave, here's the thing that's so deep with that, and God's been really talking to me about that, is with my generation.
Yeah.
We have removed so much from the word now that just being boyfriend and girlfriend means you can do whatever, and I'm like, God. We as a generation are going to have to heal in that particular area.
You are exactly right. In fact, what is the most amazing thing? I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it and then we'll exit out. One of the most amazing things is in society today, if somebody is married for 5 years or more, people think that's a long-term marriage. It's like, wow, you are kidding me, right? I mean, is that the time you say I have clothing? I have underwear that's old? It's just like so bizarre. It's like, what, are you kidding me? Okay. I'll get off my little high horse right now, come back, and if you think that's bad, wait till you see what's coming up next. I'm going to introduce you to a phrase you've never heard before, so we'll take our break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Our words will justify us or condemn us. And we understand our words will justify us and condemn us because they reveal our hearts. So therefore, in conclusion, that our words justify us or condemn us because they reveal our hearts, we need to remember and operate and function in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, which says this. And actually, you can even look at verse 19. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, Ephesians 5, 19. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know that by your words you're justified and condemned, because you know they reveal your heart, you ought to make sure that you follow the scriptures that Paul commands us to follow, and you ought to be being thankful in everything. You ought to be being thankful in everything. And if you are thankful in everything, that will be a part of your verbalization or your speech, and that will be a revelation as to what's in your heart. Are you a thankful Christian for everything? And you say, well, Dave, I'm thankful that he saved me, but I'm going through this trial and I don't like it. I'm not so thankful for the trial. And I say, I understand that. Again, not a new revelation coming right here. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells you the ticket, the method, the system by which you can be thankful in everything. Dave, are you going to mean I should be thankful in a divorce proceeding? I should be thankful that my brother is a drug addict? I should be thankful that I'm going bankrupt? I should be thankful that these terrible things are happening? Or that I should be thankful that I can't sleep? No, I think you should read Romans 8, 28 with me and respond to this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. So I think the answer is, can you be thankful in all those things? Yes. For going through a divorce? No. But that God is going to work into your lives good things through this process? Absolutely. If you don't believe that God is going to work things that are good into your lives in your trial, you don't believe anything he says. Because one of the greatest premises that Jesus laid down is, and I caught this just earlier this week, let not your hearts be troubled. There will be trouble in the world. I've overcome the world. It's like, but Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Well, as though we had a choice. We do. We do. And we should be thankful in all of it while we're going through for the actual drug addiction. No, but that God's not going to give up on the person. He's going to work good out of it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where apparently in that last segment we lit some people's hair on fire. Oh, well, that's part of it. Here's your first trivia question. You guys should be able to get this. I feel very confident for you. No other answers but the answers for the triv, please. Which of the 12 tribes of Israel served as priests? There you go. Pretty straightforward. That's a 1 in 12.
I mean, I can't do better than that.
If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So that's the triv question. We've got it on the board right there. It's actually on a piece of paper. But if I say it on the board, it kind of sounds like it's interesting. Great to see you, Jenny. Which of the 12 tribes of Israel served as priests? Right? All right, you guys will get that one, I know. And then we got somebody who's already ready to answer. Let's do it. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is the guy who wants a free dessert on his birthday.
Happy birthday to you. All right.
Okay, anyway, Shabbat Shalom, brother.
Shabbat Shalom, brother. Going to have you answer. Here we go. which of the 12 tribes of Israel served as priests?
Well, another day I went to the store to buy a jean, but they didn't have the Levi's.
That is correct, Orlando! They didn't have the Levi's in. That's it right there.
They said they all are at the synagogue and preaching, so I said, okay. So they didn't have any Levi left. So.
You know, that's the big downfall when the northern and southern tribe, when they became northern and southern tribes in Israel, that the northern tribes allowed anybody to be the priests, and that was their biggest, that was like the number one downfall if you get into the scriptures. Pretty fascinating stuff. Excellent job, brother. Excellent. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I have a prayer request.
Sure.
And it's a very sad situation. One of our good friends, they were in an accident last week, and they had three children, 4, 2, and 6 weeks old. So in that accident, their oldest son died right away, and their six-week-old is dealing with a life and death situation. He's on a life support.
Wow.
The middle child is in a shock because of what was happened. And I did the viewing, so me and my siblings are going there. So pray for them that may the Lord just give his comfort. I mean, we don't have anything to offer except God.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
What's their, can I use, is there a name I can use for them? Let's bring it to the Lord.
I thought about it.
Okay.
Let's
I'll
Lord
wait.
Knows them.
Yeah. Let's leave it there. That's fine. That's fine.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about it. Let's pray. Let's bring it to the Lord right now.
Yes.
Father, we come before you right now. We thank you for Samson. He's a great brother, and he's caring about other people. His heart is heavy for these people, and our heart is heavy for these people. Just hearing that story is terrible. It's awful. Again, it's the result of sin in the world. And if man just didn't rebel, just we wouldn't be going through it. But Lord, you are still the God of comfort. And while we don't understand why for this particular family, how it all structured out, what we do understand is that you can bring comfort for the family members that are remaining. Of course, those that have been wounded are in your care now. So that's a completely different and better place. But we are asking you to minister to those who are here. Use Samson to be a vessel, that family, his family, to be a vessel just of comfort and of grace. They don't have to give great wisdom. They just have to share in the burden. And so just bless them in that and give them wisdom, give them grace, and pour comfort into that family, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen,
thank
brother.
You, brother.
All right. God bless you, bro.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So you guys need to be praying for that. There's just so much, right?
Very tough.
That's just incredible. It just keeps going. But we know what? So do we. So that's a big thing. And you know what? The Lord hears. And when he hears, that's the key. All right, let's get back to this text. I only got a limited amount of time, and I'm going to go straight through it. So I want to make sure we get to it. Listen to what this says. Make sure that this is verse 16 of Hebrews 12. Make sure there isn't any immoral or irreverent person like Esau who sold his birthright in exchange for a single meal. For you know that later, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. Even though, he sought it with tears because he didn't find any opportunity for repentance. For all those people that think you're going to pull off the deathbed dodge, let me explain something to you real quickly. Esau sought repentance with tears, but he couldn't find it because there was no opportunity for repentance because God said no. The thief on the cross had a genuine chance to believe in Jesus. That's different. But a person who thinks that they're going to outsmart God because they're going to sin their brains out and at the very end say, oops, I'm sorry, that person will not be able to find repentance. There will be no deathbed dodge for those who say, I reject you, Jesus, but in the end, I'm going to try and sneak in. That's not going to work. And speaking of Esau, I'd like to point out, he exchanged his birthright for a single meal. The key is for a single meal. He dumped the divine for the temporary, the fling in the flesh. We're commanded not to be this way. After realizing what he gave up, he sought to reclaim it. Too late. Can't do it. Because he had this opportunity to feed his flesh in the moment, and he let go of the blessing of God. And for a fling in the flesh, he gave it up. Then he's like, oh, that was stupid, right? It's like, that was ridiculous. I can't believe I did that, right? I got to change it. Nah, you're not changing it. You already stuck your fist up in the face of God and said no. And God said, okay, according to your call, we'll just go with that. So all those people that think they're going to do that deathbed dodge, they're wrong. That's not how that's going to work. I know people personally who think they're going to do that. And I've mentioned it before, although, you know, it's like going in one ear out the other. It's like, no, that ain't going to work. You say, well, is there no deathbed repentance? Of course there is. Like we said, thief on the cross, perfect example. That's highly different than somebody that thinks they're going to do an end run around God. I'm going to live to my flesh's content, and then I'll get saved at the end. No, you won't. It won't work that way. And Esau is the example. Can't get any clearer from God saying, don't go for the fling, because if you give up my blessing and my grace, you're going to miss my blessing and my grace. Ouch! All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family trauma specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. I mean, until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why that. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.